Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover a discussion on the fall of a blameless individual, the consequences they faced, and the importance of faith as a means of protection. Today's Bible verses are from Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 15 to 18. Blameless were you in your ways from the day you were created until evil was found in you. Your commerce was full of lawlessness, and you sinned. Therefore, I banished you from the mountain of God. The cherub drove you out from among the fiery stones. Your heart had grown haughty because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I made you a spectacle in the sight of kings. Because of the enormity of your guilt and the perversity of your trade, you defiled your sanctuary. I brought fire out of you. It devoured you. I made you ashes on the ground in the eyes of all who see you.
The book of Ezekiel, it paints a vivid picture of a being who was once blameless, but eventually succumbed to evil. This being had a commerce full of lawlessness and sinned. As a result, they were banished from the mountain of God, driven out by a cherub amidst fiery stones. Their heart had grown haughty due to their beauty, and they corrupted their wisdom because of their splendor. Truly, their fall from grace was monumental. They were cast to the ground and made a spectacle in the sight of kings. The enormity of their guilt and the perversity of their trade defiled their sanctuary. Fire was brought out of them, devouring them and reducing them to ashes, visible to all who beheld them. It's a breathtaking portrayal, isn't it? This passage brings to light the swift judgment that fell upon Satan, the embodiment of this fallen being. The moment evil was found within him, God's judgment was immediate. But here's what's even more fascinating. Every time the kingdom of Jesus is presented in truth and power, it serves as another judgment upon Satan and all those who share his rebellious spirit. Talk about a constant reminder of his colossal mistake. Can you feel the weight and authority in that statement? It's as if Satan is repeatedly confronted with his failure over and over again. And what does this mean for us? Well, we cannot forget that we also have our own battles against Satan's accusations and insinuations. But fear not, because we have the powerful shield of faith to protect us. Just imagine it, holding up this shield of faith with unwavering belief in the truth and refusing to succumb to Satan's attempts to tear us down. Through the power of our faith, we can rise above the accusations and insinuations hurled at us. We don't have to fall from grace and end up as ashes on the ground. So, let's remember this powerful lesson and hold on to the strength of our faith. We can stand tall, unwavering in our beliefs, knowing that Satan may try, but he won't succeed as long as we cling to our shield of faith. With this shield, we are protected from his attacks and can confidently face any battles that come our way. It's an empowering message, isn't it? Let's take this to heart and embrace the power of our faith. We have the ability to rise above the challenges and opposition we face. So, when Satan tries to bring us down, let's hold our shield of faith high and stand firm in our convictions. We are not destined to be ashes on the ground, but rather warriors who overcome and thrive in the face of adversity. Remember, we are not alone in this fight. We have the strength of our faith and the support of the divine. So let's face each day with unwavering confidence, knowing that we possess the power to overcome and rise above whatever comes our way. Hold on to your shield of faith, my friends, and let its protective embrace guide you through every battle.
Let's close with a prayer. God, our loving Father, we come before you in gratitude for the lessons revealed in your word. Thank you for the reminder of the power of faith to shield us from the attacks of the enemy. As we face the challenges of life, strengthen our faith and grant us the courage to stand firm in our convictions. May we wield our shield of faith with confidence, knowing that with you by our side, we are conquerors. Guide us, Lord, through every battle and lead us to victory over adversity. In your name we pray, amen. May blessings abound in your journey ahead, guiding you with grace and light. Until we meet again, may peace be with you always. Farewell, and may your path be filled with blessings beyond measure.